This is 90.3 KEDM. Broussard police have responded to the report of a burglary at Zoosiana. The zoo owner noticed that about 12 squirrel monkeys were taken from their habitat on Sunday around midnight. Police Chief Vance Oliver says they have an idea of how the burglary happened.
They were able to enter into the habitat area, made entry in there, and from there we believe that he took some of the animals from that location.
Oliver says all safety measures have been taken to secure that zoo and the animals.
So we increased our patrols over there since they reported that to us. You know, we heightened our security and more patrols right now, just in the event that they would try to make a second attempt.
Now, all the animals have been accounted for, but there were no public safety concerns at the time. The investigation into the incident is still ongoing. However, the chief's asking for the public's help.
If anybody sees something or knows anything regarding this, we ask them to contact Broussard Police Department. They can always call Crime Stoppers at 232-TIPS, or also they can contact the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries as well.
And in a different case, two Dallas Zoo monkeys have now gone missing. Police believe that they were taken. The two monkeys were emperor tamarin monkeys, and the habitat had been compromised. Dallas zookeepers are searching for the animals, who they say generally like to stay close to home, but they were not found. They believe those monkeys were taken, and it's the latest in a string of strange, possibly criminal events. The Dallas Zoo, just a few weeks ago, a clouded leopard was able to escape its habitat after its habitat was intentionally cut open. Lawmakers are debating a program to incentivize more insurance companies to Louisiana, and they've had many that have gone insolvent. HOMA Representative Jerome Zerang authored the legislation. He says he has concerns about the program.
Safeguards and commitments on the part of the insurance companies themselves, but also within the program to try to achieve its intended goal.
Zerang acknowledges the program is not a long-term solution and it's best as a stopgap measure. He says they want to improve among a similar incentive program that was used after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita.